Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. I hope you had a wonderful day. This is Dr. Lorraine Goodwin. This is April 11th, 2016, and the time now is about 11 p.m. I decided I'm going to do a very, very short, just a message tonight. And the message is there are ways to make sure that your financial status is better, more stable, and more secure from creditors and other people who might be lurking, trying to attach or in any way get a hold of your assets. It's interesting, they have the Department of Justice, the United States Department of Justice, has been working really hard against a lot of the banks, which I've listed, and getting judgments against them to pay for all of the financial damage they did to people, especially middle and low-income people across the United States with this the mortgage scams, the rebundling, and so forth. And they've been doing a great job. Those are civil things. So none of the bankers, even though they did it maliciously, they knew what they were doing, and they planned to hurt people. In order for them to make money, they were betting against the market as they packaged these things, and they lured people into these deals that they knew eventually they wouldn't be able to afford. So they won't go to jail. They won't do any jail time. They won't have any crimes listed against them, although you would have crimes listed against you if you were doing this against the government, if you were doing this against taxpayers in any way, if you were cheating the tax system out of any of their money. But it's very different when you're incredibly wealthy, when you're a banker. You just get a slap on your hand, and even though it sounds like a lot, they might be fined billions and so forth, millions and billions. For them, it's not that bad because a lot of it's a tax write-off. So they take it, you know, it sounds bad. They list it. They say, oh, we're really sorry. Then they write it off. And they have been transferring a lot of those mortgages and so forth and making additional money. They're still in the game. They're still in the game. They're still transferring mortgages. They're still making money. They've renamed their businesses. They've regrouped their businesses. All the people from Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers and other places have come into new, you know, they got fired from their old, or their old business has dissolved. And now they're coming in, they have whole new businesses, they're still attacking the same people on various mortgages throughout the United States and making lots and lots of money in the whole thing. Every time the government does something to punish them, they also give them a reward for complying with the government mandates. So it looks like they lose, but in the end they win, and we're talking large numbers here, so this is very significant. They're not winning by a couple hundred dollars. They're winning by many millions of dollars. So it was interesting today that, you know, or yesterday some news came out the DOJ had again placed another fine and so forth. And so I looked through my MSN Google search engine, and I didn't see any of that. None of that was listed. So that means MSN is in cahoots with the banks and the Wall Street people and the people who are working against the people of the United States because they don't want to list it because it hurts their own pocket, and their pocket is the same as these bankers. So, but they do have time to list, you know, things they're making up about President Obama. President Obama, president who did the least. President who did this, you know, on one negative after another, they're just trying to put it. And they put it up every single day. And while real news is out there, they're not reporting it. So they're taking our minds and playing with our minds and brainwashing us even more. And if you look around, you can see it. But I just wanted to say there are ways to save your personal income, save your house. You don't have to go through bankruptcy. You don't have to have all these problems. You know, you might have a lower credit score, but that's no big deal. You can always take care of that. That's not a real issue. You want to mainly keep your house. You want to be able to keep your cash. You want to be able to keep your stuff. You want your children to be able to get an education and have the stuff they need. You want to have some entertainment. You know, those are the things that you really want to save. And you want to have a nice marriage. You don't want to be arguing over finances all the time. So there are things you can do. I'm not going to put them out on the webcast because I don't want people to come and sabotage you with some of the things that you can do to make yourself safe and secure and to get your debts under control so that you don't have major losses in your life. Because you can't fight the banks. The banks are too rich. They're controlling the country. They're controlling the elections. You can see that by how they're treating Trump. You know, they tell the Republicans who they want as the candidate, and the candidate they don't want, which in this case is Trump, they just do defamation, smearing his name, make up stories about him, publish stories, fake stories in the newspaper. Can you imagine if anyone else did that, even in a small paper? But, you know, they're doing that in big papers and talking about his wife, talking about his genitalia. I mean, it just goes on and on to crazy land. But there is hope. I want you to know that there are things you can do. The sooner you act, the better. The closer you are to them taking your home, of course, the harder it is to get the buzzards off the home. So if you want to, contact me and I will pass on some of the information I have. If you need help, get it. Don't be afraid to ask. Don't be too prideful that you won't ask for help. I've been working with people for a long time to try to make sure they're financially stable, but the one thing I find is most people will not ask for help because they don't want anyone to know that they're having these problems. And I have no problem with helping you with your issues. It's not a stigma to you. It's just saying the reality. The banks and so forth are out after the people, and a lot of people are going to be suffering. Get the help. Contact me if you want to. I'm more than happy to help you and give you some ideas as to how to get everything in order so that you don't have to worry day after day and year after year as to where you're going to be living or how you're going to be doing or how your finances are going to be doing or you're going to have a car, all that stuff. And as I said, I just wanted to do a quick note here today. This is not going to be a full broadcast. I think you've heard a lot from me over the last couple of episodes, and I'm going to make this short so and sweet. And that's the message I really wanted to get out. So take care, have a great night, and I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.